Likely it'll be McHenry versus Charlie Dixon. It's just his way. Morning, boys. The rumour's true. Port Adelaide will be into Lachie Neale this off-season. I can absolutely say that won't happen. Lachie Neale is filthy with Port Adelaide for not even considering him in the lead-up to his draft year, and he's always held it against them. They didn't speak to him. They didn't recognise him. And he's just also re-signed at Brisbane. So that will not be happening. Sam Palpepa and Ben Keys, first 10-minute scuffle,
we'll
says
like that.
Steve. Well, the player who loved the scuffle, didn't he? He loved just getting in there, loved the showdown. One of the more passionate Port Adelaide players, premiership player at the Adelaide 36ers and the Port Adelaide Football Club. No one's done that, and he joins us this morning. Dean Brogan. Puppies, thanks for your time.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me. Always love coming on Showdown Week.
Yeah, Showdown Week's where we wheel you out, and we love it. What makes him so
two times a year, and I love it.
What makes him so good, Puffies?
Oh, look, your brother summed it up pretty well during the week, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's just being a South Australian boy and growing up watching them and being able to play in them, are always pretty special, but it's just what happens after, whether you win, lose, it impacts your week the following week. And, for both clubs, it's probably going to impact a little bit longer depending on who wins and loses and how it goes. So, and on the, on the positive too, if you play well in them, people remember, and I'm sure, us older guys always get wheeled out two times a year. And, just because, the games matter to us and, people don't forget that. So, they're very special games, no matter where you sit on the ladder. And, it's just good to be a part of it and talking about it this week. So, it's going to be a big one, isn't it?
How good. Were you at the Ramsgate, Brogues?
No, I wasn't.
Where were you?
No, it was on a Sunday, mate. I was professional, sitting at home waiting for training the next day. No, I was only a little rookie there, mate. And rookies were treated a lot differently than what they are now. I didn't get invited to those shows back in the day.
Oh, Stiff, they could have used you, Brogues, even as a rookie.
Hey. Oh, I don't reckon I would have lasted 1 minute with Rashid Al-Khari throwing punches at each other.
So can you give us an insight then? Like, were you friends with Crows players? Is it purely just a game, or how personal did it get?
Look, it's a lot different now, with all social media and all the socialising that goes on outside of the game. But back sort of when we were, early 2000s, there was a dead set hatred for each other. If we were in a bar or anywhere really, and we rocked up and the Crows boys were there, we'd walk out. Or, if we were at somewhere first and the Crows boys rocked up, there was tension in the room. And, it was like that for a long time. And I think the footy, the game and the way things, it's just changed now. But dead set back, and Chad's right, there was dead set a hatred. And, there was always fights, there was always scuffles, and the players were a lot different back then, and you could get away with a lot more, so you could take it out on the footy field, and it did spill out to after the games. So but over the years it's died down a little bit, but I think it's kind of getting back there. You look at what happened early in the year when the Crows beat last kick of the game, and the last few showdowns, I think there's been a bit in it. And I hope we get back to, the games do matter. I don't care what any club or person says, the games do matter. And, it's like winning two or three games, not just the one game. So, I hope there's some fireworks Saturday night, because there's a bit to play for both clubs, but especially Port Adelaide.
So for you, Brogues, your ultimate showdown moment, what comes to mind?
Oh, it's a good question. I think just from a personal point of view, the year I won the medal was something special, and I always look back on that game. But I guess the game that we always sort of come back to is the game, we actually lost the game, but it was a really physical game, and a few blokes got knocked out, and there was fights everywhere. I just can't remember. I think it might have been in 07.
Round 3, 2008, Brogues, and you
2008,
cleaned up Luke Jericho, I think it was, and it was...
And
was on.
That game you remember... very distinctly, and even though we lost it, it was probably one of the most brutal showdowns that you'll ever probably see or play in. And that sort of game sticks in your mind. But the one where Chad won the medal too, where he gave it to the Crows fans in the pocket, like, you just don't see that stuff anymore. And it's great to reflect back on them and think, you know, how good were those days? But look, Adelaide have had a lot, you know, it goes in ways. Adelaide used to belt us up a bit, and then we used to belt them up a bit. And now it's really, I think it's getting back to that 50-50 games now, isn't it? One win, one lose, one win, one lose, one. So, you know, from what I've read, Adelaide haven't won two in a year for a long time. So there's a lot to play for them Saturday night as well, isn't there?
There is. How have you seen the frustration of Port fans this year? You would hear it as a past player. You spend a little bit of time down at the footy club. The year that's been clearly really disappointing.
Yeah, look, it has. We you know, been an ex-player and watch them every week. There was big raps on them coming into this year, and it has been disappointing. And look, you know, the start 0-5. You know, they've got their game together going for the middle part of the year, but you just can't come back from 0-5. And it's been a big year for them, and I think the rot started to set in when they lost to the Crows. You know, they haven't really recovered from that game. They had that game well in hand and let it slip, and you know, that's when it all started to unravel, I reckon. So look, it's been frustrating, but they've still got the core there, and you know, one of the champions leaves Saturday night, but they've still got some very good players, and if they trade well in the off season, and I think they've done the right thing keeping Kenny again for another year, and you know, let's run it back and see how we go, and you know, we'll soon find out. But you can't go 0-5. You know, if they go 3-2, then we're probably playing finals. You know, but you know, it's footy, mate. It's a tough game. It's hard to win, isn't it?
Brogues, you were the absolute master of the ruck craft, and the obvious short answer with the situation this year was, well, you know, Lysa goes down, you need a designated ruckman and someone to support. But then, I mean, what is your assessment when you see what Charlie Dixon and Jeremy Finlayson are doing, and just how unbelievably effective Finlayson has been when the ball hits the deck?
Yeah, look, I spent a bit of time with Finlayson when he was at the Giants, and he actually started as a backman, and you know, he's been able to play back, forward, and now since Port Adelaide have got him, he's played in the ruck. And look, I think they've done an unbelievable job, and I think their numbers, like from a clearance and stoppage point of view, are really like top three in the comp. So it has worked for them, but you know, I'm a bit old school. I'm a big believer in really big games. You really need that solid ruckman that can just, you know, be a bit of a war horse and be a bit of a battle axe for the mids. And I think, you know, if you can't go into a final series without a big ruckman, even though Port aren't playing finals, I think they do need, you know, Lysette's been injured all year, and the ideal situation would be Lysette slips into that team and Jeremy and Charlie pinch hit. But they've done an unbelievable job in that area. And you know, he's been one of the pickups of the year, old Jezza. So I think it's been pretty solid for them, but I wouldn't think they'd be winning big finals games with that combo.
And a word on the little master, Robbie Gray. Your reflection on his career?
Oh, look, like, how do you sum up his career, Kane? And we're lucky enough we got to see him from day one. And I think what's not going to get spoken about with Robbie is he's not the most athletic bloke going around. Like, he had to work very, very hard for him to play, you know, three or four games in a row, let alone 270 and put together the career he's done. He's, look, I've been listening to your show this week, and he's definitely right up there with Treaders and yourself and the Wanganines and and just, you know, with what he's had to go through, Kane, with his and Hazy with his knee. And like, if you watch that knee incident that he had, how he came back from that and been able to do what he's done is incredible. And I will never forget my favourite Robbie Gray moment. I just came moved back to Adelaide. It was a showdown, and when he kicked five in that quarter, my first game back at Amy Stadium since I moved back, and I'd never been, sorry, Adelaide Oval. I'd never been to a game, and I went to that game, and I've never seen someone electrify the crowd and turn a game on its head live like that ever, and that sticks in my head. And he's a very, very special player, and even better, special human. We're very lucky to be a part of it, and just any football fan to watch him play, I would highly recommend, if you can get to the game Saturday night, whether you're Crows or Port, go and watch him, and I'm sure he's got something special for us for one last game. So, yeah, he's been an unbelievable person and player. Very lucky to be a part of it.
Also, Brogues, it's a fun conversation. We've been having it for a while now. Who's at the top of your Port Adelaide AFL Mount Rushmore? Who's your number one?
Oh, I was listening to you guys before. Look, Treaders' numbers, you actually forget it, how good Treaders was. I think they're two different players. You know, all three of you, you know, Kane, Robbie and Treaders are all very different players. And I'd have to say probably Treaders and very close second and third would be Robbie and Kane. But I'm not going to single them out just yet. But I think Treaders is number one and probably equal second for Kane. I'm only saying Kane because I'm on the line.
Yeah, exactly right. Don't have to be nice, bro. You leave me out. Not in the same calibre as those two. But it's a fun conversation that many Port fans will be having this week. Hey, mate, thank you for reflecting with us. You heading along on Saturday night?
I certainly am, mate. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Good man. Cheer loudly. Thanks for your time as always, Brokes.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one. See ya.
A man who played against Adelaide 19 times, Dean Brogan, and just actually replaying those 2008 highlights. It was one of Adelaide's best wins of all time, round three, 2008, because we were good too, but they were just going down left, right and centre. Bassett went down, Paul Pleasure went down, Jericho went down, big ruckman Jonathan Griffin went down
after Griffo.
Taking a big mark, and
good man.
Adelaide were able to hang on. Incredible scenes. 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, Dean Brogan was our guest, reflecting on Robbie Gray and also why showdowns are so special.
I love those insights as well. Just the angst, even between you boys and the Crows boys going into the same pub. Because for the Sample boys, like I've told you before, some weekends would be like, well, the Crows are playing away and Port's playing tomorrow. We're on here, boys. No AFL players to deal with. How
good. It's like that time I still, like, honestly, 5 years after I'd retired, still felt uncomfortable walking into a cafe and there was that seat of Crows players.
We went up and said, g'day,
g'day
boys.
G'day, fellas. Very, very sheepish.
Very good stuff. 8:15 on 1629 SENSA. Still plenty of time for a text. 0427 154 166.